You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk politics.
Yes, so the blues and the reds and the greens, and then you've got to vote for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Connect Four.
And that is why we don't talk about politics that often.
You've got to get more Connect Four tokens in the House of Parliament. Four in a row is even better.
Thus proving why we don't talk about politics.
I feel like it's not far off, really.
Look, it probably wouldn't be any better than what's going on in Canberra at the moment.
Yeah, I saw that there was an argument erupting in the halls yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that as well. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about something else.
Yep.
Have you been following the news story? I've kind of been half following it.
Right.
But, like, Google is potentially leaving Australian shores?
Yes, and then I heard this morning in the news that it's a classic move by Microsoft. They're like, well, you know, if Google start paying their fair share in Australia, we'll think about investing more in our search engine in Australia.
Well, that's the thing. So basically, I think it's news company. I could be wrong on this, but I think news companies want Google to pay for using their articles and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And Google said more or less along the lines of, okay, we'll just go and leave Australia then, which I don't think will actually happen. I think it's just a threat.
Yeah, well, I've got like a mate that's working in the news publication industry, if you like. And so they've been hit. Like, their subscription base and paper sales, as you know, the world's kind of moved on a little bit because of the internet search engines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ScoMo, who is the big boss man in charge, Prime Minister.
He's the king of Connect Four.
Yes, at the moment he is the current king until the next election, whenever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came out and said something regarding if Google leaves Australia, which I reckon is the most ludicrous thing that has ever been said from a politician's mouth.
What did he say from a politician's mouth?
Politician's mouth.
I was going to say, does he have a little mouse that comes and does press conferences?
I mean, maybe. The mouse wouldn't, if he did, he wouldn't have said something as ludicrous as this. Scott Morrison, ScoMo, has suggested that Bing is adequate if Google leaves Australia.
There you go.
Has ScoMo ever used Bing?
I haven't used Bing in a while.
The only time that anyone ever uses Bing is to type in Google to get to Google. I don't know what is ScoMo talking about, Bing. It's shocking. It's kind of like you type in Facebook and then you get 15 other matches until you get to actually Facebook. And one of those matches is like the Brazilian version of Facebook or something. It's like, no offense to Bing. No offense to, you know, but seriously, come on. I prefer to use Ask Jeeves. I don't even know if that's still a thing.
I think it's ask.com now. I think they dropped the
Jeeves.
Did
Jeeves get the sack?
Jeeves got fired.
Oh, no.
I think he looked too much like Mr. Sheen.
I did, actually.
Yeah, like the shoe polish guy.
Is Mr. Sheen still? So Mr. Sheen won that war.
Yeah, he stabbed Jeeves in an alleyway with a can of shoe polish.
He's really serious, apparently. But yeah. Similarly, like, have you ever used Bing?
No.
Like, ever?
No. I think, does Dogpile still exist?
What's Dogpile?
That's another search engine. Let me check.
Okay. I'm learning search engine. Because I was trying to remember, there was like, at the start of the internet, it was like, there was a couple of search engines. There was like a Yahoo search one as well that were kind of like all vying for Google's crown, and then Google just dominated.
There it is. Get around it.
Oh, there, look at this Dogpile. Yep. It looks kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just because it's different, mate.
Yeah. Or maybe Dogpile could become the new Google.
Yeah, I like Dogpile. Give that a good shout out. Stop with the Google. Don't Google it, Dogpile it.
People at Dogpile HQ are going, oh my God, someone's looking at our website for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah, and so instead of search, you go fetch.
Oh, that is a nice feature.
Yeah,
I do like that.
It's like, so there you go. You know, but I did find that interesting in that straight away Microsoft was like, well, if they start paying their fair share of news content, we'll consider investing in Australia.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, they're going to have to start investing in Bing, because currently it is the second most used search engine in Australia.
Yeah.
Google is by far the best and by far the most used, so much so that Bing has like 3%. Of the market share.
It's insane.
And that's second.
That's why Google, like, it's wrath of God money, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's insane. The fact that this is even going on in Australia is actually kind of, from my perspective, really good. Because you need an equal...
Why, from your perspective? Are you a Bing fan?
No, you just need an
equal... Do you have shares in Bing?
You need an equal playing field.
Show me your bank statement. I want to check. Do you have shares in Dogpile? Is that why you brought it up?
Yeah.
They are cheap at the moment.
They are cheap.
Because no one uses it.
Simo and Jordan.
Opening up a casino. Jordan, ever thought about it?
No.
Never?
I'm not an expert at opening up casinos, but I think you need a lot of money to do so.
Are you a gambling man? You just prefer to participate rather than take ownership.
Well, it's the kind of option that you don't have to lay down a big investment beforehand to open the casino. I'm pretty sure you need licenses as well, and they don't come cheap. And yeah, why are you opening up your own casino?
No, one has been opened up in Washington over in the US, but it's broken two Guinness World Records at the same time.
Okay.
As it opened up. What kind of records do you reckon? It's very odd. You don't stand a chance of getting it.
That's a good to see you've got confidence in me.
There's no chance.
What records? You've got no chance of doing this.
not a clue.
Okay. Well, let's have a guess. I'm looking at the screen here.
Correct.
I'm looking at your screen.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, like, block you.
And it says Michael Andretti, who I know is a race car driver.
Yep.
So is it a casino that was in the back of a Formula One car? You've got to run really fast alongside it to gamble.
Not far off, all right? It's super enjoyable. What has occurred is that they opened up, instead of, like, cutting the red ribbon...
Did you say Red Wimbledon then?
nearly said something.
All right, just because the tennis is on, mate.
Instead of cutting the red ribbon,
mm-hmm.
They did something else in honour of its opening. They got a race on between a couple of, like, super fast F1 cars.
Okay.
Instead of them being proper F1 cars, though, they were made out of cake.
Okay.
Here's the announcement.
After a ceremony that included world record-breaking performances in a cake car. Yes, you heard that right. A cake car.
Num nums for the sweet tooths, Jordan.
So let's get this straight. Was this an actual car made out of cake?
Yep.
I'm assuming the engine and mechanics and all that, though, was not cake.
91% cake.
91% cake?
Yep, so...
What was the 9% that wasn't cake?
It was not cake.
All of the stuff that you actually need, like an engine and wheels.
So the cake... body was mounted onto an aluminium chassis.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the 9% of, like, hardcore vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it was cake. I do wonder if certain cakes, though, would make faster cars, like carrot cake versus banana cake. Which one are you backing?
Well, I'm now trying to think of aerodynamic cakes.
Well, it depends how you cut it. So we had a birthday in the building yesterday.
Yeah.
She cut triangles. You know, some people cut squares.
Who cuts squares?
People do cut squares. Yeah, if you
it was a circular cake. Who
yeah,
cut
so
squares?
You get yeah, exactly. So you have the advantage of triangular slices.
Yeah.
Now aerodynamic wise, that's going to be able to cut through the air a lot better than a square piece.
I see. I've got a different way with this. I was thinking, is it meringues? Those ones that kind of they're like cones. They kind of shape into a point.
Is meringue its own thing? Or is it a cake? Call now.
Open to interpretation.
64572977. Is meringue a cake? I think not.
It's a dessert, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a dessert, but that doesn't necessarily make it cake. Yogurt's a dessert, doesn't make it cake.
Yeah. Many things are desserts but are not cake.
Yeah, a meringue, I feel like it's its own.
I reckon a meringue's
thing.
A cake.
Right, okay.
All right, this is going to start a war.
But so why were you thinking that would make a more speedier vehicle?
Well, I mean, you've seen it. It kind of goes to a point that's so that it's more aerodynamic. That was, shockingly, all I'd thought about this.
Right.
Because like everyone else in the world, never thought of making a car out of cake before.
I feel as though bananas would go all right because they're a natural fuel. Like when you go to the gym.
Yeah.
If you eat a banana or a carrot, I reckon you're going to go better with a banana.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, banana probably wins out against a carrot cake car.
Based on no scientific logic, yes.
Chocolate would slow you down a heap.
Oh, yeah, no, you wouldn't want to go chocolate.
No, that's not...
Hang on, just go back to this car as well. So was it like the entire... Like the interior, the doors, and everything made out of cake?
Yep.
So the driver was sitting on cake?
The driver wasn't made of cake. They had real drivers.
Okay. But he had a cake seat?
Yep.
Shotgun not eating that cake?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to eat it either. So the cake reached top speed of 35 kilometres an hour.
It's faster than some actual cars.
And travelled around 600 metres.
Right.
To break the records.
Well, I mean, you know, that's... got to get publicity, I guess, and making a car out of cake was... I still don't know why.
Because they can.
Just because, yeah, because yeah. they can, yeah, fair enough.
Whenever, wherever casinos are involved, the cake was donated as well. So it was a non-for-profit specialising in food access. Okay. So they made the cake and all was well.
And then what did they do with the cake afterwards? Is it still in its car form or did they deconstruct it?
I assume it goes on tour, doesn't it? On the cake tour?
Well, I mean...
the cake racing tour?
Well, I mean, cake, like many foods, go mouldy. Yeah.
Mm.
Certainly you want to get the first day on the tour. I mean, no one's coming to day 60 of that tour and just seeing a sad, mouldy old cake.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I think I have stumbled across the most pointless news article of all time.
Alrighty, who's it by?
It's from the Daily Mail.
Oh, well, they'll have one tomorrow.
Oh, they have several.
They do churn them out.
They really do, and you can kind of see when they get to the quality of this that they're kind of starting to run out of ideas.
When you get three articles about Kate Ritchie before 7 a.m.
Oh, you know it's not a big day. But, okay, I'll read you the headline of this,
yeah.
And then you can... maybe this is just me... you know, saying that this is pointless. Maybe it's actual news and it's me that's wrong.
Okay.
All right, I'll read you the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Sacha Baron Cohen downs an espresso as he buys his wife, Isla Fisher, a takeaway coffee.
Ooh, scandalous.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, so quite a bit to unpack here.
Yes, indeed.
Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat star, he's in Sydney.
He drinks coffee?
He drinks coffee.
Scathing.
He went to a cafe, he bought an espresso for himself and a takeaway coffee for his wife, yep. Isla Fisher.
What did she have, though? Not just a coffee.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't really say.
So they know that's an injustice.
They know that the Borat star, he kind of had the coffee and there's obviously paparazzi taking pictures and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And they kind of saw that he downed the coffee in one go,
right,
and had another coffee in hand.
Yeah,
so they know that his was an espresso.
Well, why does he need two? Why does he need two?
Well, because one was for Isla Fisher, Simo. Yeah. Are you also,
also the fact that they know that he's got an espresso, but they didn't do their research on what she drinks.
No, they did do a research to know that it was her birthday. So I hope Sacha Baron Cohen, that wasn't her only birthday present. I hope the Borat star got her something else, perhaps.
Yep,
maybe a Borat DVD.
Mm.
So I can cite it if you want.
Yeah, so, celebrities in down under. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite part, actually, of the big story that they did the other day was, I think, in the same class, you've got Matt Damon's kid, Sacha Baron Cohen's kid, and a Hemsworth kid.
Wait, are we talking... Wait, what? I've missed this. What happened?
Yeah, so, they all go to the same... They're in the same class, same school.
Same school?
Yeah, and Natalie Portman's kid as well, because okay. They're all down here filming Thor.
Yeah, lots of actors all of a sudden in Australia at the moment, and it's like...
Zac Efron doesn't have any kids, but If he did... that's where they'd be.
Okay.
So, imagine that. The pressure if you're the teacher.
Imagine the pressure if you're like one of the other kids in the class. It's like, oh, what does your dad do? It's like, oh, my dad's Matt Damon. What about you? It's like, oh, it's Sacha Baron Cohen. It's like, oh, what are you? Oh, my dad's called Dave.
My dad, wait.
He's a plumber.
Yeah. Then my favorite one was like, oh, what does your dad do? My dad's Thor.
Yeah, Thor trumps everything.
Righto. Show and tell is going to be banging when that comes around. Like, this is my mum, it's Natalie Portman. This is my dad, Chris Hemsworth.
And then Sacha Baron Cohen, and here's a coffee that my dad got me.
Well, at least...
Probably shouldn't be drinking coffee at this age, but he insisted. It was mum's birthday.
Well, at least we know Borat enjoys a hot beverage, unlike some people.
Yeah, I mean, so we have learnt, you know, we're learning today, so I guess that is, you know, useful. We know that he likes a double espresso and... Yeah, that's a daily... You know what? It's not the most pointless article of all time. I've changed my mind. It was actually very useful.
So, finally, we found something you don't have in common with Borat's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes, I know what you were alluding to. I thought I'd move on quickly.
Yeah.
But clearly we're going to double back on it.
So you don't drink hot beverages, you weirdo.
I'm not a coffee man, not a tea man, yep. Not anything like that. So
that's finally, we have something that you don't have share with Borat.
And Sacha Baron Cohen, if I became friends with him,
yep.
He wouldn't have to buy my coffee.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink one.
But you'd get mixed up on whose bathing suit was whose.
What do you mean?
Don't you have one as well? Do you have one of those green mankinis?
Oh, a mankini.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got one somewhere.
Simo and Jordan.
Keeping an eye out for employment opportunities that you just cannot go past, Jordan.
Okay, well, are you seeking other employment?
Seeking added employment.
Okay.
So things that are going to make my life that much easier.
So you drop the added in there that you're not leaving?
So, well, this will make it plainly obvious.
Okay.
Why I think it would be important to maybe have two jobs going at the same time.
Okay, well, yeah, let's hear it, then I'll make judgment.
All right, so this guy, his name is Shoji Morimoto. He's from Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And he hires himself out to people who need a normal person to keep them company.
Right.
Such as doing things as going out to dinner or playing video games.
Okay.
And he's been inundated with requests.
So is this like... is it like a dating type thing, or they just need someone for company to be a friend?
No, it's not dating at all. It's not even necessarily people his own age.
Okay.
So the man is upfront with his limited skill set
mm-hmm.
and earns money by doing nothing. For the past 2 years, he's been advertising himself as a person who can, and I quote, eat, drink, and give simple feedback, but do nothing more.
Right.
It's the simple feedback that I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's not light conversation.
It's simple feedback.
I think that's a cultural thing. Like, they don't just talk about stuff.
Mm.
It's either feedback or it's nothing. You can do this better this way, but we're not just going to talk about stuff.
I like as well it's simple feedback. Like, I'll give you some. I'm not going to make a full PowerPoint presentation about this. We're not going to go into detail. It's just simple.
I'm not going to rate it out of 10. 5 max.
Yeah, I only got to 5.
I'm going to use the 5-star system, not the 10 out of 10 system.
Yeah, 10's too much.
So as well as giving out the simple feedback, the 37-year-old, he's been inundated with 3,000 requests per day of people desperate to hire him.
So what? So they hire him out, and he's just like company for day or something like that. Is that right?
He comes over and he plays video games.
Okay.
If a group of friends are lacking a player, it'll cost people about $70.
Right.
For a game, so...
And is this how he makes his living, or does he have another job and this is just sort of on the side?
This is his whole job.
Okay.
This whole thing.
When he fills out his tax return, what does he reckon he puts as his job?
Light feedback.
Giver of light feedback.
Feedback man. So on other occasions, he's accompanied people filing for divorce
mm-hmm.
and provided a send-off for people who are moving home. So he's out there, people are moving house, and he's just... You know, probably got a single champagne and just popped it. You don't know me, but I'm here to celebrate with you.
I reckon that would be quite a cool job. I mean, you'd be doing a lot of different stuff every day.
Mm.
It's kind of, in a way, sad in a way that he's got 3,000 people that kind of need assistance and need help.
Yeah, well, it's not help. It's just, you know, having someone around.
Mm.
You know, he's an added bonus. He's like the cherry on top of the cake.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
He's not the whole cake. He's not the whipped cream. He's not the sprinkles nor the little chocolate bits that are sometimes involved.
You've been thinking about cake a lot recently.
It's been a cake show. But he is the cherry on top.
Okay.
Right? You don't even need cutlery to get him involved.
And how much? $70 a day, was it?
$70 per request. So, okay. You know, a request might go for an hour. So $70 an hour, maybe?
Also, Mo, I mean, you said at the start this guy lives in Tokyo, so
yep.
I'm probably not going to hire him here in Australia.
Well, you say that. He does the social media, you know, the FaceTimes, the video chats and video calls and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
For a similar price. So he goes on to say about what he offers during services. I accompany my customers on whatever they need me to do. I answer their questions. I listen to them. Nod when needed. It was a little embarrassing in the beginning, but I got used to it over time.
Do we know, is this guy, because obviously I'm assuming he's Japanese. Is his English good?
Yep.
Do you know? Does he speak? Okay, so he speaks fluent English.
Yep.
I'm just thinking, Simo.
Mm-hmm.
$70 a day, or $70 an hour.
Yeah.
I'll put up 35, you put up 35. We'll get him co-hosting the show.
There's an idea.
Why not? We'll get him on the phone.
All right, sweet.
We'll pay for it out of our own pocket. The boss will just have to pay for an international call.
Only problem is you can't hear people nod on the radio, Jordan. That was one thing he said.
Ah, okay, that is a good point.
That's one of his skill sets.
We'll need to have a little bell. Instead of nodding, just ring the little bell and we will assume that that is the simple feedback that we've received.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I think last night I may have made an enemy with one of my neighbours.
Oh, all right. I'll help you take them down. What's their weight class?
It's not a I want to take them down situation.
Right.
It's the opposite. I want to kind of try and wave the white flag because it was me in the wrong.
Okay.
I 100% accept
that. This seems to send the message to me that there may be a heavy weight class, got quite good punching power.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird that, isn't it? Getting physical wasn't on my radar.
Right.
But now you think about it. Yeah, not going to do that.
I'd back you up, Jordan. I know you think I wouldn't.
I wouldn't back myself up. Okay, so I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So last night I was taking out the recycling because it had to be done. And as I was taking it out, I noticed a sort of a car coming down the road towards my house.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, there's my housemate. He's arriving home. It was, you know, the model of car he drives. It's about the time that my housemate gets home.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd kind of, in a jokingly sort of way, flip him the bird.
Okay.
Now, as it transpired,
yeah,
it was not my housemate. And in fact, it was someone who just happened to drive the same model car.
Classic.
He just drove past because I kind of playfully flipped in the bird, and then I realized, oh, that car's not slowing down. That might not be my housemate. Turns out it wasn't. The car drove past with the guy looking at me and me looking at him, and then kind of pulled into the house sort of about three or four houses down the road.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, geez. Do I go up there and explain? No, sir, this is the... It was a miss, you know...
Yeah, miscommunication.
Or did I... Or what? It was kind of that kind of awkward kind of... If it was my neighbour, I'd just yell. I'd go, oops, sorry, wasn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, apologies.
It's like kind of, you know... Anyway, I was too shamed by embarrassment. I just went into the house.
Yeah. Didn't do it.
However, now, I'm kind of thinking, does this bloke that lives four houses down from me... What must he be thinking? He's never seen me in his life.
Yeah, guaranteed.
He's just some bloke taking out the recycling.
Yeah.
His car drives past innocently, just minding his own business, and gets flipped the bird.
He'll just do it to you next time. It'll become a thing. he'll drive home at the same time next week expecting it, and he'll be ready. The lights will be on. The horn will be going.
Well, I mean, I'm slightly worried like that he's going to be waiting out the front of my house or something at the same time tonight.
Now, lots of people that know you might say, Jordan, like none of that story is true, right? But the only part of that for me, which I know is not true, is the part where you took out the recycling.
No, I was actually doing that.
That's a lie. There's no way you've ever taken out the rubbish.
No, I was taking out the recycling. It had to be done. Admittedly, it had to be done last week, and I had let it go.
Oh, okay, right.
And it was now.
Well, okay.
So we have a recycling like a box, like a it's an empty beer case that we kind of put recycling in.
Yeah.
And that had gotten full, so much so that we'd had another rival stack of recycling next to it.
Yeah.
That was kind of rivaling the original pack for how full it was.
Well, may I suggest?
Like, okay, yeah, no, that needs to be taken out.
Okay. Well, may I suggest that this situation that you've got yourself cut up and you know tied up in knots about that you just let it go like you did the recycling for a week. Just let it go, Jordan.
Actually, I think I've had another suggestion as well.
Ooh, yeah.
I think this could fix the situation. Now, this isn't to the bloke who I flipped the bird. This is to my housemate.
Yes.
I think that he should take out all the rubbish at all points.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't do it.
Very good.
And then that will make sure that we don't have any kind of tension between our neighbours.
Yeah.
Which I think is best.
Unless he does the same thing, then that guy's right.
He's a lot more sensible than me, so hopefully
like,
not.
That guy, the neighbor's just like, geez, the guys that live there are real dickheads.
The guys that live in that house, total tools.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.